Online porn would require age verification in Texas under a law proposed in the State House. It's Thursday, March 9th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
I bet you didn't know you were buying condoms in Columbia. Well, you are. More on that coming up, but first. A new study finds the crisis at the border is costing American taxpayers $182 billion annually. The Foundation for American Immigration Reform finds that for Texans, that cost is nearly $13.4 billion a year, which works out to about $4,470 per Texan annually. The study finds those costs are driven in part by public education, indigent medical care, housing and nutrition assistance, and other benefits such as in-state tuition at public universities. Valentine's Day is long past, but the Texas House voted unanimously yesterday to retroactively declare February 14, 2023 as LGBTQ Day at the Texas Capitol and to honor all LGBTQ chambers of commerce that are pushing the LGBTQIA+ political agenda. Yes, the vote was unanimous. As minors are increasingly struggling with exposure to pornography, two Republican lawmakers in the Texas House have filed identical legislation making it harder for children to access. State Representatives Nate Schatzlein of Fort Worth and Terry Leo Wilson of Galveston want to force websites with pornographic content to implement age verification using state-issued identification. Their proposals would give parents the ability to sue websites if their child is exposed to the site's pornography. Porn consumption has been linked to higher divorce rates and sexual promiscuity. Texas wouldn't be the first state to do this. Similar legislation was passed in Louisiana last year and took effect this January. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The Luke Macias Show is your access to what happens behind closed doors in Texas politics. Listen weekly to me, your host, Luke Macias, as I break down what is actually happening in conservative politics in the Lone Star State, a state that we all love and cherish. Listen weekly wherever you listen to podcasts. This show is a product of Texas Scorecard.
With the open border policies of the Biden administration attracting illegal immigrants from around the world, thousands of people have been hiking through dangerous regions of Central America. Most notorious is a 60-mile stretch of jungle where the question is not if a woman will be raped along the way, but how many times. These assaults are committed by other migrants as well as criminal smugglers. As individuals enter the jungle in Colombia, they're greeted by an aid station offering emergency survival kits. Among the items in the kit are condoms and emergency contraceptive pills. These are purchased by non-governmental organizations or NGOs with American tax dollars. In addition to assault by other humans, the trip poses numerous deadly perils such as dehydration, hunger, disease, injuries, and animal attacks. Border security expert Victor Avila told Texas Scorecard that illegal immigration is big business in Central America. Local vendors set up shops selling mud boots and rain jackets and other supplies right next to the NGO's aid stations. Those supplies are often purchased with debit cards provided by NGOs that are also funded by American taxpayers. Tell us again about how all this is humanitarian. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Brandon Waltons, Daryl Frost, and Sebastian Castro. The Texas Minute is produced by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.